Section, the question. I submitted MR 2337-2IGen, adding a Gram-Schmidt QR class that implements modified Gram-Schmidt, MGS, QR decomposition. The implementation stores Q and R as explicit dense matrices, unlike iGen's householder QR, which stores Q as a compact sequence of householder reflectors. Within minutes, Rasmus Munk Larsen, an iGen maintainer, asked, what is the motivation for adding this? MGS QR is generally slower and no more accurate than blocked householder QR. Fair question. Instead of arguing from theory, I wrote a benchmark. Section, the algorithms. Householder QR works by applying a sequence of orthogonal reflections, householder transformations, to zero out subdiagonal entries column by column. iGen's implementation uses blocked householder reflectors. It groups reflectors into panels and applies them as BLAS3, matrix-matrix, operations. Q is stored implicitly as a product of reflectors. Modified Gram-Schmidt, MGS, orthogonalizes columns one at a time. For each column, project out components along all previously computed orthonormal vectors, then normalize. Q and R are stored as explicit dense matrices. This is inherently a BLAS2, matrix vector, algorithm. Each column requires dot products and AXP operations against all previous columns. The key difference, blocked householder exploits cache-friendly BLAS3 operations that modern CPUs execute extremely efficiently. MGS is limited to BLAS2 operations that have lower arithmetic intensity. Section, the implementation. The Gram-Schmidt QR class I submitted. Simple, readable, correct, but fast. Section, the benchmark. I compared MGS against householder QR across square matrices for × 4 to 1024 × 1024 tall matrices, 100 × 10 to 1000 × 100 over determined systems, wide matrices, 10 × 100 to 50 × 500 underdetermined, ill-conditioned matrices, condition numbers from 10 to 10 superscript 1 superscript 2, both double and float precision. Compiled with G++03 optimization March native and debug. Try it yourself on Compiler Explorer. Click the play button to run. Section, results. All results below are from a dedicated machine. G++03 optimization March native and debug, double precision. The Godbolt link above reproduces the same ratios on shared infrastructure. Section, performance, speed. Ratio equals HH_time. /MGS_time. Values, 1 mean MGS is faster. At N equals 128, householder takes the lead and never looks back. By 1024 times 1024, it's 3.3 times faster. The solve benchmark shows the same crossover. MGS is 4.3 times faster at 8 times 8, but 2.7 times slower at 512 times 512. Section, performance, tall matrices. For a 1,000 times 10 matrix, householder is 5,700 times faster. This isn't a typo. The problem, my MGS implementation builds a full M times MQ matrix, 1,000 times 1,000, and completes the remaining 990 columns by orthogonalizing standard basis vectors. Householder stores Q as 10 compact reflectors and never materializes the full matrix. Even with a thin Q optimization, the core BLAS2 versus BLAS3 gap would remain. Section, accuracy, orthogonality under ill conditioning. Both algorithms reconstruct A equals QR to machine precision, 10 superscript 1. The real difference is orthogonality of Q. How close Q transpose Q is to the identity. This is the killer. Householder's orthogonality stays at 10 superscript 1 regardless of condition number. MGS degrades as O. Kappa epsilon. A well-known theoretical result the data confirms precisely. If you need Q to actually be orthogonal for projections, basis computations, or numerical stability downstream, MGS becomes unreliable as kappa grows. The same pattern holds for single precision float, with an even earlier onset of degradation. Section, why MGS loses. 1. BLAS2 versus BLAS3. MGS processes one column at a time with dot products and rank, one updates, BLAS2. Blocked householder groups reflectors into panels and applies them with matrix-matrix multiplications, Blast 3. On modern CPUs with deep cache hierarchies, Blast 3 achieves much higher throughput because it reuses data in cache. The gap grows with matrix size, exactly what we see. 2. Full queue materialization. My implementation stores Q as a dense M times M matrix. For tall matrices, this means computing and storing columns that may never be needed. Householder stores Q as min, M, N, compact reflectors, and only materializes columns on demand. 3. Orthogonality loss. MGS's orthogonality error grows as O, kappa, epsilon, where kappa is the condition number and epsilon is machine precision. Householder achieves O, epsilon, regardless of kappa. This is a fundamental algorithmic property, not an implementation deficiency. Section, where MGS wins. For completeness, there is a niche. Small matrices, in less than or equal to 64 1.5 to 5.6 times faster due to lower overhead. No reflector storage machinery, no blocked panel application, just straightforward dot products and column updates. Explicit Q slash our output. Matrix Q returns a plain matrix XD, not a householder sequence. If you need Q as an actual matrix for subsequent QB or Q.transpose, see operations, MGS gives you that directly. With householder, you'd evaluate the implicit Q into a dense matrix anyway, adding a separate step. Small system solves. 1.6 to 4.3 times faster for N less than or equal to 64 when you need both decomposition and solve. But this niche is narrow. Most real-world QR use cases involve matrices larger than 64 times 64 or ill-conditioned systems or tall, overdetermined systems, all cases where householder is strictly superior. Section, the decision. I initially closed the MR, reasoning that the maintenance burden wasn't justified for a method that only wins on small matrices. But then Rasmus Munk-Larsen, the iGen maintainer who originally challenged the Mister, reviewed the benchmark data and commented, "Thanks for the careful investigation. I don't think supporting both APIs is a problem. MGS does have its uses, as you point out." He then reopened the MR for further review. The benchmark data made the case. MGS has a legitimate niche for small matrices and explicit queue access. The original feature request, issue number 2495, made compelling arguments about API ergonomics, and the data showed the trade-offs clearly enough for the maintainer to reconsider. Section, takeaways. 1. Benchmark before you argue. The theoretical O2M in superscript 2 flop count is the same for both algorithms. The difference is entirely in constants, cache behavior, loss level, and implementation overhead. Theory said comparable, data said not even close at scale. 2. Blast 3 blocking is not optional at scale. Any algorithm that processes one column at a time, Blast 2, will lose to one that processes panels of columns together, Blast 3, once matrices exceed cache size. This applies far beyond QR. It's why blocked LU, blocked Kolesky, and tiled algorithms dominate modern numerical linear algebra. 3. Orthogonality matters more than reconstruction error. Both algorithms reconstruct A equals QR to machine precision. But MGS's Q drifts from orthogonal as condition number grows. If you're using Q for anything beyond reconstructing projections, basis extraction, iterative refinement, that drift compounds. 4. Let the data speak. When a maintainer challenges your approach, respond with benchmarks, not arguments. The data confirmed MGS is slower at scale, but also showed where it wins. That honest assessment is what ultimately got the Mister reopened. 5. Know your niche. Small matrix MGS QR is legitimately faster. If I were building a robotic system that decomposes hundreds of thousands of 6x6 matrices per second, MGS would be the right choice. But that's not what iGen's QR module is for. It serves the general case, and the general case is householder. Upgrading iGen's householder right-side application from Blast 2 to Blast 3. Why you should use stable norm instead of norm.